The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Good morning. We are heading into the Asia trading day on the back of a negative session on Wall Street. Asian markets were flat yesterday or mixed yesterday and now starting the morning on a lower footing. Well, a couple of things are getting investors a bit more jittery. Let's get the bigger picture from Jeffrey Holly. He is the senior market analyst from Owenda. Morning, Jeffrey. How's your morning going so far?
Hey, morning, Ryan. Good, mate. Good to be here. Thanks.
Hey, Jeffrey, let's talk about what's happening right now in the markets. It seems like there's a bit more nervousness and we are seeing that being reflected in the 10-year Treasury bond yields. It's just hit its lowest level in a decade. So it looks like people are going to safer assets like bonds away from stocks. Do you think this is the start of a longer pullback?
I can only say yes on that one at this stage. We are definitely seeing a very large rotation now into government bonds. We saw the Bundesbank selling 10-year bonds at negative yields overnight, and obviously US Treasury yields have fallen. The bond markets have been tracking lower in yield terms all year, actually, even as stocks have gone up. So they've been telling us that the global economy is going to slow down, or they're pricing in that the global economy will slow down in 2019. The $64,000 question is, how deep will that slowdown be?
Indeed, and we are getting a lot of these news around the economy these days. Start of the week, we had U.S. housing starts not so great. Yesterday, numbers from China around industrial profits, worst start to a year in a decade. And it looks like we are going to get more news if we look at what European Central Bank President Mario Draghi said yesterday. Also a bit dovish, he's suggesting another possible delay in hiking interest rates. If you take away what I've been seeing this week, how does it look like for the rest of the year?
Yes, and we saw the Reserve Bank of New Zealand yesterday as well coming out unexpectedly to say that their next move in rates would be down. Globally, central banks have all been falling into line on the dovish front. It started off with the Federal Reserve, and there's been a procession of central banks around the world moving to a dovish stance as they expect growth to slow down. The thing is to not talk ourselves into a recession. There's recessions and then there's recessions. I mean, some slowdowns and corrections are very shallow and some of them are deeper. We just don't know yet. The key to this will be the state of the US-China trade talks.
Indeed. So potentially US-China trade could see a deal coming out of those talks that are underway, resuming this today. Do you think that will be something that might spark interest in markets against stocks?
Oh, absolutely. And although Japan has started off quite weak, and I expect that other regional stock markets will start off in the red as well, markets today will be particularly vulnerable to any news or rumours coming out of those trade talks which start today and move on over the weekend. Whether that rumours or news is positive or negative, we could see a quite strong reaction either way with stocks. So I would expect some quite strong intraday volatility depending on what comes out of those talks.
Right, we're chatting with Jeffrey Holly. He is the senior market analyst at Owenda, helping us to make sense of what's happening in the markets today. Jeffrey, I am going to get your thoughts on your favourite topic, Brexit. UK Parliament this morning, another round of voting. They had 8 options on the table to find a new alternative to Theresa May's deal. So bad news, none of them managed to get a majority. And on top of that, we have Mrs. May offering to resign after Brexit is done. Where is the end of this? We are seeing the pound taking quite a beating this morning.
Yeah, it's a little bit lower, but relatively, I mean, it's holding up relatively okay given this news. I think the markets now have definitely priced in that Brexit, a hard Brexit, is not going to happen, and that will support the pound going forward. Now, I don't know if a hard Brexit is completely off the table, to be honest. I still think there's a chance that the European Union may just wash their hands of the whole process. We will have, apparently, another vote tomorrow, but the Speaker of the House is saying he's not going to allow it unless the Brexit deal was substantially changed. So, again, there's a multitude of different ways this could play out, but we do still seem to be having this parliamentary stalemate over Brexit. And Theresa May said she won't resign unless her deal gets passed. So there's a carrot and a stick there. I guess the short answer is it's a complete mess still, and we don't quite know how this is still going to resolve.
So worst case scenario, it might see this drag the EU into a recession. Would that possibly drag down the global stock markets even further?
Yeah, I don't think... I think Brexit itself is a very localised event going on in the world, but it's still a huge part of the European Union economy. And to cut the Britain loose on a hard Brexit, just as the rest of Europe is going into a slowdown, I don't think it's the smartest thing you could actually do economically. So a hard Brexit, I think, could be yet another factor that brings forward this recession.
Okay, Jeffrey, just to bring your thoughts closer back to home, the URA has plans to make over the Central Business District, so it's trying to get more people living closer to where they work, so you don't have to, well, jam up the train so much. So potentially more housing near your offices. Do you see a boost for property stocks in the near term on the back of these news?
Well, I take the green line each day, and I'm all for it, to be honest. So I do feel that there will be some positive sentiment towards property developers and also engineering and construction companies. It's a very exciting plan. My question in the longer term is who are going to fill up all these new houses that they're building, all this new housing? The raising the population of Singapore has been off the cards for quite a while. Are we about to see a change there from the government that they're going to look to increase the population? I mean, as you probably know, rental markets are pretty soft here in Singapore. I'm also unclear as to the mixture of private and public housing they're looking at putting into the CBD. So, yes, it's very exciting, but we do have a glut of private property here in Singapore at the moment. So in the longer term, I'd be very curious to know as what the thoughts are as to who's actually going to occupy all these units.
Okay, somebody keep an eye on that CBD makeover plan. Well, thank you so much for your time this morning, Jeffrey. Always great chatting with you.
Thank you. Cheers, mate.
That's Jeffrey Haley, senior market analyst at Owenda on The Bigger Picture.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.